guy there. Did you think we were ever going to get around to taping something to you? It's taken me all this time to try and figure out how to work this thing. I thought that I would get Hap or Greg to show me how, but finally did it more or less by yes and by gosh. And then thought I could do it yesterday, and I guess all I was doing was not getting the volume high enough, but I couldn't get it to work, so another delay. But I think now that we once get in the swing of it, that you'll get taped now and then instead of a long wait like this. I've been so lazy lately. I don't know whether this is still post-holiday laziness or what, but last week I had 2 days in a row where I had to go out for meetings, and I just spent most of the rest of the week catching up on it. Guess I'm just not a meeting person anymore. We had quite a weekend here. Friday, we half went skiing with Bill Spofford during the day, and then I took Mark and Scott up after school, and we had supper up there, and Hap took the boys out and let them try their new skis and walk around and go up on the little tiny toe, and they just thought this was absolutely great. We did it mainly because they were going up on the bus on Saturday, and we wanted them to at least know where to get food and where the bathrooms were and all the really essential parts of a ski trip. Then Saturday they went off on the bus. They have a bus separate from the ones that Nan used to go on that's run by the ski school, and they have kids supervising it all the way up, and then people that they can see up there. They're both taking half-day lessons and then have the rest of the day to play around or to practice. So they're gone from about 8:10 in the morning until 5 in the evening, which makes a long day, but when the weather's nice like it was Saturday, it was just marvelous, and they loved it. We had quite a long evening, thanks to Scott, though, because when I went over to pick them up, there was Mark, and he had dropped his hat, so he went back to get it, and I said, "What, did you forget your brother?" And he said, "Oh, yeah, Scott didn't get on the bus." So we had, he didn't know where Scott was, and he just hadn't gone on the bus, and Mark didn't seem the least bit disturbed by this. I was. And we went to where the other buses came in and really expected a phone call, thinking he had probably gotten a ride down with somebody, but finally called up at the lodge, and fortunately this gal who runs the concessions up there is just an absolute gem. She's the one that teaches us tennis during the spring and summer, and is out at the Swim and Racquet Club, and is just, she's in charge of the tennis program for all the city schools and for the summer recreation, and loves kids, and is just great with them. And she paid Scott, and he didn't show up, and so she looked around for him. She finally found him there in the lodge, and he just had been skiing and had missed the bus, and then I think must have sort of panicked and just sat in the lodge and didn't know who to ask or what to do. I don't know what he was planning on, but she arranged for him to ride down with one of the boys that works up there. So that was fine, but it was about 7 then before he got down, and when he got down, he had forgotten his skis and poles. I think because he was probably kind of scared and upset about the whole thing, or else he was in one of his most elegantly absent-minded mood. I wish I knew which. But we did a lot more phoning and had somebody put them in the lost and found, and then Nan went up on Sunday to get it. This is a rather eventful way to start a ski room. About that time, we were ready to drop the whole thing. But they both had a glorious time. I think it's just great. And I hope that Scott was upset just enough so that he'll be at least a little more conscious from now on. Then Nan had a rough time on Saturday because on Saturday morning we read in the paper about the older brother of one of her best friends being killed in a car wreck. And this is a boy, well, he and a friend were both boys that all of these kids knew quite well. And Carol is in the middle of a fairly messy home situation, and this was the one bit of stability for her. So all of these gals, at least Nan, is having her first contact with death with someone near her own age. And it took a good part of Saturday kind of working out what one can do for a friend and this sort of thing. The funeral's today, and I imagine that things will settle down a little. It's been an interesting experience in that one of Carol's little girlfriends sort of took over, and Carol's parents were gone for the weekend, and Carla took Carol home with her and made sure that she wasn't alone and that she was not bothered by people, but saw those that she wanted to and could work it out herself. Quite a job for a 16-year-old. I went to an all-day training session down at one of the local churches on Saturday. It was actually four campers, but since no one else was going from our church, his friend asked if we would mind sitting in. So it was interesting. I don't know that we could help them very much, but it was interesting. Then Sunday afternoon, the Browns came over from Nampa, Hal and Marguerite and Victoria. They just got back right before Christmas from New York, from their year there. And they're having